Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day is a wonderful presentation of the marvels that can be witnessed when one places one's complete trust in the Lord and surrenders one's life to the providence of the Lord. Our blessed Lord is fully into his ministry of preaching and proclaiming God's word. The crowds were thronging together to hear the words of Jesus. But standing by the lake, Jesus saw two boats by the lake. The gospel says that the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. This verse, though little, and appears insignificant, carries a mighty message. The message of the power of God's providence. The fishermen, as he would later read, were Simon, James, John, and others. They had toiled the whole night, caught no fish, and were now dejectedly washing their nets. The boat was empty, but divine providence had a mighty plan in this barrenness. The emptiness of the boat allowed our blessed Lord to enter it and make it his pulpit for preaching God's word and making it his platform for calling his first disciples. Had there been fish in the boat, in all probability, the fishermen would be in it, sorting and cleaning the fish, and would have left no space for the blessed Lord to preach from it. Is our life at this point empty and barren, like the boat? Maybe it's been a long time. We have been watching and expecting patiently and faithfully for our boat to be filled. Maybe it's being a horrible wait, sometimes even leading to frustration and hopelessness for our boat to be filled. But can we trust divine providence in having a purposive plan for this emptiness? Later on, Simon would be asked by our Lord to put into the deep and let the nets down for a catch. It seemed illogical to Simon. It seemed as a confronting questioning to Simon's skills and abilities in his field of excellence. But Simon let go of his own prejudices and possible humiliation, and trusted in the mighty providence of the one who would be his life and master. And this trust did not fail him. The net was filled with fish. His mind was filled with feelings of wonder. His heart was filled with the joy of surrendering. A competent fisherman failed utterly in his field of competence, but is initiated into being a competent fisher of people for the kingdom of God. As Christians, we do claim to be people of faith and belief. Does this faith translate itself into real trust? When hardships come in life, we may proclaim our faith with lips, but do we trust him to take us through? And if we really trust in the Lord, we would be a person of joy, going about our works without anxieties and radiating peace and calm. Even when walking through the valleys of sufferings, even when singing in the overload of pain, even when surrounded by the clouds of uncertainty. Yes, let us let go of our own fears, apprehensions, preconceptions, and pride in order to fully trust in the mighty power of God's providence and experience His awesome and amazing care for each one of us. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.